Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, folks. I hope you are having a phenomenal, and I do mean phenomenal, Thursday morning. I tell you what, here we are, June 2nd, and the just everything is alive and kicking. You know, it's fun. You know, yesterday I told y'all, hey, man, please keep my son in your prayers. Looks like he's going to be getting probation for a charge that basically they're going to look at and say you've got time served because of the years that he spent in prison. And I'm excited about this because he's getting his life together. You know, I'm sitting here reading Tom's book, and yesterday when I was talking with Josh, one of the things that he said, Dad, I know without a shadow of a doubt if I screw up again, I'm going away forever. See, sometimes, just like Tom talks about, sometimes it's what's in the past that all of a sudden helps us move towards the future. It helps guide us where we need to go. It helps to act as the catalyst of where we're at, what we need to do. You know, and I got to thinking about this, and I thought, man, this is kind of cool, because yesterday we were sitting there talking about we can't change our past, but we can stop wallowing in it. And I said Matt Kennan's song about, you know, the man I was is helped me be the man I am. I believe it's male or female, doesn't matter. This is what sets us up as human beings. We have freedom of choice. We have a passion, a desire, or we don't, in getting off the bench, which is what today's chapter's on. Tom Hopp's book, Time Out, Winning Strategies for Playing a Bigger Game in Life. You can go to TomHaup.com. Let me share something with you. I'm constantly striving to be a better husband, a better father, a better lover, a better businessman, a better consultant, a better friend, mentor, you name it. Whatever role it is that I'm playing, I strive to be my best at it. I fall short just like everyone else. Sometimes it's 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. But something that I know without a shadow of a doubt, I was talking with the boys I meet on Thursday today, and something that I know without a shadow of a doubt is that in my life, God's in charge. It's not a situational faith. It's not, you know, well, I'll go this way as long as it doesn't hurt, anything like that. I just know where I'm going. You know, earlier this week, a group of phenomenal people took care of me to be able to go to Miami, meet some other CEOs, to be able to build my client base. Last night, I get a call from a very successful business consultant, said, Troy, I think I got some consulting work for you. See, it's when you act, when you put yourself out there, when you get off the bench. That doesn't mean it's all peaches and cream, trust me. But listen to this. This is the opening sentence in this chapter. For change to occur towards your goals and dreams, what I call your objectives, your passions, your purpose, you must take action. That's a fact, an absolute, and most people intellectually know this to be true. Now, I'm going to stop here for a minute, because this is where I get totally ticked off. I mean, just burns my butt. Because here's what happens. People get wrapped up in this metaphysical crap. Claim it, name it and claim it. The secret, all this garbage. Law of attraction. Now, here's the kicker. There's always an ounce of truth. But most of the time, they never share this stuff. And the reason that they don't share it is so that you keep buying their material. See, there is a cause and effect. And unless you act on something, nothing's going to happen. I can't just sit back here and say, I wish I may, I wish I may, I wish I may, I wish I may. It doesn't work that way. You got to put a plan together. I live by the verse. You guys know this. I make my plans, God directs the path. I've been sitting here for 3 weeks. It's probably just been a couple weeks. analyzing some blogs and websites and stuff. And right in the middle of putting this membership site together, I told you guys about that, man. $17 a month, we can just drive people here, give them everything they want, and because I surround myself with great counsel. I had people say, is that really your sweet spot? Yeah, man, it's my sweet spot. It's what I'm going to do. No. Troy, go back to what you just said. You said you have to act. Well, if you're going to act, then you need to act within that sweet spot. Not your comfort zone, but the sweet spot. So we're making some plans. I'm not going to share them with you, but it's going to rock. But here's the key. We're taking action. The direction may change a little bit. As you're moving forward, the plans might get a little tweaked. So I'm going to be in Miami next week. But see, you have to act, and you've got to be nimble if you're going to do this. Tom writes this, take action to create the change and results you want in your life. Taking action to create, well, there's one of those words we've got to change again. Hang on. Okay, taking action to create the transformation. If you've got this book, then what you've got to do, don't you just like the way I do this? I'm just writing this in. You've got to change. Everywhere you see the word change, you've got to change that to transformation, because that's what Tom Hopp told me to do. So take action to create the transformation and results you want in your life starts at the core of your belief system. See, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, it takes action. I knew that growing up. I watched my dad and my mom, but I learned it in the Marine Corps. If you want to act differently, if you want to do differently, then you've got to look at your core belief system, rip it apart. You want to know why most people join the Corps or join any branch of service young? Because it's easy for them to change their belief system. Let me throw a statistic that is not a business statistic for you, but this will show you what I'm talking about. People that grow up inside of a spiritual, religious community, the church, whatever you call it, the mosque, I don't know, whatever. Between the ages of 0 to 18, if they go to a youth camp 3 to 4 times in that time period, the chances of them walking away from their faith is slim to none. I mean, it just goes down to nil. At the same time, 0 to 18, kids that are inside of the church community, whatever that denomination or that sect might be, if they don't have that inner reaction that drives it deep with them in their own peer group, they walk away from church, and over 50 to 60% of them never come back again. If you've never been in church and you're over the age of 50, the odds of you walking in faith is slim to none. Not because God doesn't work miracles, but because we are so dead set in our values, in our core system, that it's hard for us to change. I look at these, and then I look at business, and I realize that what Tom writes is true. Before permanent change takes place, your thinking that drives your feelings and behavior must change. In the Marine Corps, people talk about the few and the proud, and we are. I remember coming out of boot camp and they say, well, Troy, you think you're tough. No, not at all. But what I learned was that there was trigger mechanisms that had been drilled into my mindset. The ability to take an ungodly amount of pain was truly amazing to me. It wasn't about being tough. It was about finishing what we started. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, there's certain things in life that now trigger those mental mechanisms. See, it's the belief system that's there. Remember how when we grew up it was, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? Well, that's a bunch of bull crap. Okay, plain and simple. That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I'll share with you why. Tom writes about it right here. He says, imagine for a moment that you're in the center of the circle. You're in your comfort zone. But you have big dreams, and you're excited, and they're outside the comfort zone, but you're going to stretch for them. And man, it's Monday morning, and you jump out of bed. You take a shower. You're saying, yes, we're going for it. You jump in the car. You cruise to work. And man, nothing's going to stop you. you start making the phone calls. Bring, bring. You're looking for prospects. You're looking for closing. You're looking for sales. You keep hearing, no, not yet, maybe next week, call me back. No, it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. First of all, let me give you a little sales trick here. After 2:30 in the afternoon, don't call people for sales. Call people and just thank them for being there and let them know you're still around. But people don't want it. They're thinking just like you are, I am going home. But, man, you're still on the phone because you're going to stay outside your comfort zone 3 or 4. No, no, no. All of a sudden, you are drained. You are so tired of hearing the word no, being rejected. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Yes, they can. And because of those words, 0 to 18, the stuff that you've heard, what's going on right now in your own life with your own family, friends, people around you, you crawl back into your comfort zone, back into your man cave. Or your woman nook, I can't call it a cave, just a little woman nook, whatever. And what happens? You settle for a life of mediocrity. That's the craziest thing under the sun. You know, we've all, whether we've been in church or not, we've all heard the story of David and Goliath. But do you know the prelude to that story? Do you know how the prophet came looking for the next king of Israel, the Hebrew people at the time. And he goes to Jesse's family and he says, Jesse, bring me your boys. God brought me here and said that the next king to be anointed is from your loins. Man, Jesse's sons all come out studly men. I mean, they are rock stars, warriors, kicking butt and taking names. The prophet says, no, 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 no. Jesse, is this it? I'm pretty sure I didn't hear wrong from him. Well, I've got my little boy. He's out taking care of the sheep. His name's David. He says, fetch him for me. David comes in. The priest says, aha. He says, you are to be anointed as the king of Israel. It didn't happen right then. He went back out into the field, but eventually, Israel went to war. They're fighting the Philistines. Here's Goliath. And David says, Dad, let me take my brothers their food. Let me go up on the battle line. I mean, think about this. He's a teenager. He's saying, I want to check this out. He's already killed a bear. He's got all this wild stuff taking care of the sheep. Long story short, we know the story. David and Goliath, bammy. He does the little thing, you know. It's kind of like Ted Nugent in Beer for My Horses. You know, he gets his sling, puts the rock in it, zaps it, nails him. Boom. Check out science and you'll find out that could have happened. I believe it did, but you'll check it out. But here's what happened afterwards. King Saul brought David into the palace, but everybody was singing all these songs about David and it got real hot for David. David's saying, man, I'm out of my comfort zone. It was a whole lot better when I was out with the wild animals. And eventually, that's exactly what happened. He went out and started hiding in caves. He went back into his comfort zone. Because, well, first of all, he didn't want to get killed. But here's the moral of the story. Even when you're striving for those objectives, striving to transform your life, you're going to find yourself reflecting, and you're going to go backwards a little bit, and then you're going to move forward. Then you're going to. This is never just going to be, I went for it and I made it. But what you can't do is stick in the comfort zone. You cannot settle for mediocrity, and you cannot expect to think it and make it happen. That's the most cockamamie crap I've ever heard. What you have to do is act. And you're going to change constantly as you drive towards the objective. Now, there's not one mission that I have ever gone on that went flawless, but we always knew that in a split second because we trained for everything that might go wrong. See, that's another thing that the civilian life out here doesn't train you on. Matter of fact, it's just the opposite. Don't think negative thoughts. Oh, if you think negative thoughts, you're going to attract people to you. Look, this is garbage. It's not negative thoughts. It's called pragmatic process. It's called looking at it from a realistic standpoint. It is not going to be easy, but it's worth it. but you got to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to say, I know it's going to hurt. I know it's going to be painful, just like when I'm busting these muscles. It's 100 degrees, and I'm on my bike yesterday with hot air coming off the Gulf of Mexico, and I don't stop. It hurts. I was beat last night. I got up today feeling pretty daggum good. See, you've got to break through that comfort zone. You can't stay in it. You cannot just think positive thoughts and expect the world to change. You've got to look at everything and you've got to be prepared for the what ifs. I'm going to go for it, but if this doesn't take place and we got to twist a little bit, that's fine. We're going for the objective, and the objective is a win. I mentioned yesterday the crap that takes place when you look at everybody's lives. If they're in drama, they like to stay in drama because that's their comfort zone. They just sit there. You've got to get out of that comfort zone more than you stay in it. You've got to move forward. See, most of the time what happens is people retreat from their dreams back into the comfort zone. You got to wipe out the word retreat, period. It's like wiping out the T in can't. So that it says can. You're no longer going to retreat. You're just changing directions as you head for the objective. You're not going to quit. You're just going to change directions as you head for the objective. It didn't say you got to take a straight path. It just says you can't ever give up. See, this is the key. Listen to this. This is a question that Tom asked. Why do most people start out feeling excited about going after their dreams with great intentions only to find themselves turning back when they're not having the success they'd hoped for? Very simply, it just doesn't feel good on the road to success. It just doesn't feel good on the road to success. In fact, at times you feel frustrated, out of control, scared, stupid, nauseous, inadequate, dumb, anxious, alone, vulnerable, insecure, incompetent, and judged. Hey, you know what? I'm going to probably feel every one of those things Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. I'm going to be surrounded by the most successful direct marketing CEOs, founders, advocates, attorneys, you name it. And you know what? Just a little old southern boy like me, I mean, you get to feel that way sometimes. Golly, oh, look at all these successful people. Do you know, listen to this. I've not had on a suit and tie, let alone shoes, in 11 years. And one of my mentors said, now listen, Troy, you're going to be going to a gala event where it's dark suits, black ties. I said, you got to be kidding me, dude. I don't own a suit. I don't own a tie. I have a pair of socks and a pair of shoes because of the court cases I had to go to, but man, you're asking for a lot, and they were laughing. Said, a little bit out of your comfort zone, aren't you? I said, oh, touche. Now listen, I'm still going to have my earring in. I might even do something crazy and wear a United States flag bandana. But you want to know something? I'm going to stretch outside my comfort zone. I'm not going to change who I am. And see, here's what happens to a lot of people. They think if they get outside their comfort zone that their core values might change. If your core values are solid, if you're not running on situational faith, and you understand that what's deep into your heart, that driving purpose that you're here for, is what you're going for, hey, it isn't about what you look like on the outside. It's what you're doing with what's in on the inside. That's the key. That's the aha moment that you've got to have. That's when you say, I can do this. Sadly, for most people, this includes a four-letter word. Risk. And most people don't want to take risks because they've been hurt. Taking it back to the personal side again, you guys have heard me talk about my early life. The fact that I'd let Paige go. My second chance with her. You know, we both took a risk. She took a risk because here I was, a single father of two. And she had never been married. Straight out of college. She took a big risk. I took a risk. Here's a lady that doesn't have to take on three boys. Both of them under the age of three. Let alone me. See, it was a risk factor. We both went out of our comfort zone because we knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that we were each other's soulmates. We'd known it when we were 14 years old. We fought it until we were 16, and then we still fought it until we were 22. But once we realized this was part of the plan, and we realized that our core values and our principles were so in line with each other, we've created something that most people in this world never get the taste. I look at my kids as friends. People that they go to church with and their parents are getting divorced. These are people that are inside the church even. I have my girls sometimes. You guys aren't ever going to get divorced, are you? No, that's just a word we knocked out of our vocabulary within the first 5 years of marriage. See, you got to set it. It doesn't matter if it's business or your personal life, dadgummit. Tom puts it this way. In fact, what if we were to define risk as an element of the unknown that establishes the possibility of achievement? What a definition for risk. Risk is nothing to be cautious, worried, or intimidated by. I'm taking a risk. I have certain CEOs in direct sales that are taking a risk on me, bringing me into their peer group for 3 days. Some of these CEOs that I will probably meet may even not have a good thing to say about me if I happen to have lambasted their companies a little bit. But what's happened is I've built a trust factor because they know that I love this profession. The industry and those that make a profession of it, that's what I love. And when I look at this and I look at where we're at, it brings to mind the questions that Tom asks in this book. And when I look at these, I think, you know what? There's not a successful person in the world that hasn't gone through some of this. And I think that what we have to do is we got to challenge ourselves. We've got to realize three things here. One, that we will face risk. The question is, are you going to stop, retreat, and go back inside your comfort zone and stay there? Or are you just going to change directions as you continue to head to the objective? Second thing we got to look at is we will face risk. Sometimes we'll take it on. Sometimes things will still go wrong. We won't quite make our accomplishment, but here's what happens. We change directions and we keep going for it. We're going to hit the objective. Third thing that we got to look at is we will face risk. And if we take it on, we drive through the garbage that's there, we're going to be able to hit our experience. You know, Jimmy Myers is a name that a lot of people don't know. Jimmy is one of the most successful network marketers in current history. Started at age 21 with Primerica, is now one of their top senior national sales directors. I remember sitting on stage with him when I was at the bottom of the stage. He was on stage. I remember sitting there. And he said, I want you guys to look at something. He goes, I want you to imagine that you've got a shovel in your hand and you're standing beside a gigantic pile of horse crap. And on the other side of that is the door to your dreams and your goals. He goes, this pile of crap is so wide, there's no way to go around it. It's so tall, there's no way to go over it. You got to start digging. It's crammed right upside the door to your dreams and possibilities. He goes, start digging. He goes, you start digging and it's pretty easy. But all of a sudden, you get about a quarter of the way in, and you realize you got crap all over you. You got crap all around you because some of it, as you're moving the pile, has gone behind you. Now you're in the middle of crap. But you keep digging. He goes, by now you're about halfway through the pile. Sun shines beating down from the top. You've broken through this. You feel like the Hebrews going through the Red Sea. I mean, you got crap on both sides of you. You got crap behind you. You got crap in front of you. You put the shovel down, you lean on it for a second. And you think, man, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to back the way I came. And you turn around, you realize, well, crap, it's all behind me too. I'm going to have to dig my way back through that if I go back to where I was. That's the defining moment when you say, you know what? If I got crap behind me and crap in front of me, but I don't like where I just came from, and I know that everything I want's on the other side of this pile of crap, you just dig through to the other side. See, that's where we're at right now. See, if you want to get off the bench, you got to stop worrying about the crap because it's all going to be around you. It doesn't matter. And you got to dig your way through it. And that takes action. Going back to the beginning of the chapter, it's all about action. It's not about wishing the crap was gone. And ladies, if I'm offending you, I apologize. But listen, this is what this is about. It's just down and dirty. There's no way around it. I can't pretty it up. This is what we have to go through. So here's what you've got to do today. You've got to write down those dreams that you're going to start going for that are outside of your comfort zone. Those objectives, that mission, that purpose that you know deep in your gut you were created for. I could have taken the easy road out on May 15th. I could have said, I'll just be an employee at Ignite 360, earning $40,000-$45,000 a year plus commissions. Yeah, that'll take care of my wife, and I don't have to worry about helping other people. I'll just be a salesman. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Matter of fact, if you look at the status quo and you look at what the world would say, that's what you should have done, they'd be right. And I'd have been inside the comfort zone, having fun. That's not what God created this boy for. So I jumped outside the comfort zone. Not only did I jump outside the comfort zone, I closed the door. There's no way to even go back. And now I'm heading through that pile of the unknown, not knowing what's on the other side. But I know that the audacious, exciting objectives that God has for me and for my family are so huge, so outside the box, that without a shadow of a doubt, I'm headed in the right direction. I walked into it strategically knowing there's risk involved. I didn't walk in blindly. I knew it was up to me. I knew I had to go kick butt. I knew there were certain things I was going to have to do if I wanted to make it happen. And I'll never forget, because 6 months ago I shot a video that said I'm taking the position of Senior VP of Sales for Ignite 360. And the phone stopped ringing. And then 6 months later, I shot a video that said I will no longer, as of June 1st, be working at Ignite 360, and the phone started ringing. I tell you what, if you go for it, if you know deep into your heart and you're willing to act and you're willing to go through that pile of crap, there is nothing under the sun that can keep you from fulfilling the objective that you've had placed in your heart, that purpose and passion and mission. I don't care if it's working at a job that you think sucks right now and you're having to dig your way through it. You've just got to go for it and understand it won't be pretty. It's going to hurt. But if you want that belt, if you want to be the champion, then you just keep going. Folks, thank you for hanging out. Live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here with us tomorrow morning for Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.